Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
If you guys were looking for a great place in between Lincoln and Omaha to dine,
halfway spot,
probably would choose halfway spot. What, Ruhlman Steakhouse, likely?
Phil!
Great cuts of steak. They have all sorts of fish options also for Lent. As you said, Bill, wonderful desserts also. You know, was it a cookie skillet
it's
you
a
had?
Cookie skillet with little peanut butter, like little Reese's cups wedged into it with ice cream. Oh.
Sold.
And they also have an entire, you know, shop right next to it.
Meat market.
And also Ruhlman's Bourbon.
Ruhlman's I've had it.
Bourbon.
It's good.
Yes. They have everything right next door.
Is Phil listening?
Yeah. Phil, are you with us?
Is
this
John
morning?
Benton listening? He has his face on seasoning.
On the seasoning.
Phil, I'll be there Friday or Saturday this week.
Don't believe that because you told us that last
prove it
week.
To us first.
You told us last week.
We ended up at Laszlo's. Yeah. This week, yeah. Ruhlman's.
You told me you were going this last week and you didn't go.
Ruhlman's.
Same story. We'll be there Friday or Saturday, you said.
I'll be there.
I'm going to tell you right
Phil,
now, the chance
you did,
of you,
you did
being,
tell us that last
the chance
week.
Of you being there is 4%.
No, it's 40.
Yeah. No. Okay.
I can get it to 60.
No chance.
Nah.
No chance.
Come on.
Might sit you right by the piano if you're lucky.
Yeah.
All right, Ruhlman's.
Ruhlman's Steakhouse. Check
remember,
out
they have
today,
a ladder in the bar.
They do.
They have a ladder in the
it's
bar.
A New York City type bar. Yeah,
one awesome. Thing before we get to this national story, that what we're talking about with Nebraska basketball, we didn't do a good job of. The returners, basically, that you're talking about are Asesian, Hoiberg, Burke. We didn't mention Gavin Griffiths or Cale Jacobson.
Do you expect Gavin to be back next year?
That's a good question.
I'd frankly be stunned if he's back on this roster.
I don't know what the commitment to him was.
He didn't play. He came from Rutgers, the place where he played at, and came here and didn't play for a team that missed the Big Ten tournament. Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good. I wonder the same thing, Jake. But that's what you're looking at as returners of consequence. Asesian, Sam, Burke
Buchtengel?
Yes.
Buchtengel.
Gavin Griffiths and Cale Jacobson. So you got to go get it. You got to go get it.
Get busy.
Yeah,
there'll be a few of those not back, and so you're looking at trying to. You're going to try to whip in about eight guys.
I think
they had a player redshirt, Janowski from Wisconsin, freshman. He's a high school player.
Had a couple guys redshirt that they're also. I didn't mention those are the guys returning that played. But no, you got to go get. You got to go get players, plural of great significance, starters, scorers. Right. Red's got it.
Fun times. Yeah. We've had a lot of talk about NIL today, and this is an NIL story that does not actually regard a player. This is the manager for McNeese. His name is Amir Khan. Goes by Aura. Amir Aura Khan.
Aura.
He has NIL deals with Under Armour, Buffalo Wild Wings, TickPick, and TurboTax, among others.
TurboTax is the one I like the best.
How do you do this?
Apparently, he's been so popular with the team that he's become such a big factor with the team that like they raised up his level of popularity with the team. Said he was the reason why this team has gone so far.
He leads the team out.
He leads the team out with the boombox.
The boombox around his neck.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. It's beyond awesome. It became such a story. Now, that's the original. So now who is sitting around going like, okay, I'm going to get me some. I'm going to get some NIL. So now who's going to come up with
he's
some?
He's the original, though.
Yeah, he's the guy. Yeah. So who's going to what's going to come up next? So you're going to see stuff
right.
This. You're going to see stuff that's going to be going on like what's going on.
But you know how nice that is to say I was the original. Yeah. I was the one who started this.
Yeah, he is.
That's why he's making money.
Yeah. But there's going to be people now going like, hold it, I can do this too.
What would they do it in various forms, though? Will they?
I don't know.
I don't know if he could.
I don't see all of a sudden someone, you know, at Duke leading the team out. I don't see that.
With the boombox.
With the boombox.
Probably not going to fly.
All right, Kentucky, let's go.
No.
Don't see it.
You can do that at McNeese State.
Yes.
I don't know if you can do that. There's many other places, to be honest.
No, I don't know. There's about four places. That's one of them.
So here's what happened.
High point.
February 22nd, Amir Khan was seen rapping to a song called In and Out by Ludfo. Okay. You got that right?
Yeah.
Word
it.
For word, while leading the Cowboys out of McNeese for the game from their locker room with the boombox, as he does before the games. This became a viral video. Since then, he's become one of the most popular members of McNeese's program and of the NCAA tournament. And he has all these different sponsor deals to be part of his aura.
Yeah. Wow. OG.
And he's going to NC State. That's the word also.
He's going with
Will Wade to NC State. So NC State, they imagine right away, yeah, we're not doing that here. We're not letting. What do we
say
do?
Say that to Will?
I don't know. What's the AD going to say?
I don't know.
It's Boo Corrigan, I believe. He's going to say, okay, what's going on here
that's
now?
It's ACC now.
Yeah, it's ACC. It's North
it's
Carolina
NC
State.
Apparently, the.
I don't know if he can do this. We got to figure out something, but it's here. Not going to be leading him onto the floor.
The cheerleaders were wearing Amir Khan socks during the game.
Yes.
They had socks with his face on them at the basketball game. He has become an urban legend at McNeese in general.
Also, it's a very McNeese thing. So if you did it at NC State, it'd be a flop.
Yeah.
No, it was cool at NC. At McNeese. You did something incredible. It was new. It was all that stuff like that. To take it to someplace else, I don't see it. I don't see it happening.
I don't see it happening. I agree with you.
Tops said they announced an NIL deal for him to have his own trading card. He has a trading card with Tops.
It's imagine.
He's an original. The key is what Bill said. He's an original.
What if all of a sudden, like, they're in the hotel for the tournament and stuff, and he can't go in the lobby because he gets mauled. He just gets mobbed. Imagine that. Who is it? Well, it's the manager. He has a boombox. He leads him out.
Pretty popular.
He calls himself Aura.
He goes by Aura.
And
his nickname.
Aura.
Yeah, it's an incredible story. He goes on and on. And
it's sort of pretentious to call yourself Aura.
Did he name himself?
I don't know.
That's always the.
But he keeps it.
He keeps it.
He gets Insomnia cookies. Also, he gets a lot of free cookies from Insomnia cookies.
Is that right?
So this guy is living the high life right now.
He is.
He's probably going to go to, like you said, to NC State with Will Wade and join him there. This is just bizarre. And he had is this a manager with true NIL, first of his kind.
I wonder. Yeah, I just don't. I don't know.
What if he'd wear a vest? Would he wear a vest?
Get him a vest.
Yeah. He'd wear a vest.
He should wear a vest.
Purdue did take care of McNeese in the second round really easily.
There was an answer for where the nickname Aura comes from. This is from USA Today, by
Please.
The way. It says, as for where the nickname Aura comes from, it has to do with the drip and bling that Khan wears on the sidelines. In other words, Aura is today's version of the word swag. This is USA Today writing this.
Swag.
Okay, that's it. I didn't
what does
know
he do during
it.
The game after he leads him out? Does he is he on the bench? Is he sitting there? I didn't.
This might be repulsive to you. This is from Amir Khan. He says, "Quote: If they kept manager stats for rebounding and wiping up wet spots on the court, I'd put up Wilt Chamberlain numbers." Amir Khan says,
"That's not repulsive. Aura. That's a thing now."
Apparently,
he's
so.
Got
this
aura.
Will be a
you got aura.
Just imagine this 20 years from now, and they do some okay. What's he doing now? What's going on?
Where's Aura?
20 years later, it's
going to be about anything.
What's going on? Let's see what's going on here.
They will. They'll relive it.
Yeah. Is he the head coach at NC State at this time? You don't know this.
The Knicks. Head coach of the Knicks. Yeah. He goes by Aura.
Aura Khan.
So, thank you. That's just a weird, job, bizarre story.
It's a great story.
College basketball. McNeese, by the way, bowed out. Mm-hmm. They lost to Purdue in the second round. Purdue's on the Sweet 16.
I saw none of that game.
Purdue beat
zero.
Never a game.
I noticed the score, so I never went to it.
I'm going to say 76-62.
I think that's right, Sip. On the dot.
Nailing stuff. Yeah. 76-62.
Never a game.
The score was never close. I never flipped over to it.
The score was 76-62. Yeah. Nailed it.
Purdue.
Good job.
Purdue, a 4 seed, beat the 12, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Before I get to the game show, I don't know if you guys watched any of BYU Wisconsin.
I did watch.
Oh, yeah.
I did watch it.
There's a situation with about 2 minutes to go. BYU is up by 10, and Wisconsin is double teaming Baker, the point guard, and he's trying to split through the double team. Okay. And he inadvertently takes a direct shot to, you know, the groin area of Klesmann, Max Klesmann. If in real time you watch, it did not look like it was intentional. Or
I still don't think it's intentional.
I don't either.
You don't?
No.
They replay it, flagrant two. He's ejected from the game. 2 free throws for Wisconsin. They make both. They get the possession. So all of a sudden, it's a 10-point game becomes 8 points. I think down to 6.
I think they scored. See how the game just flipped? It's like their ball, and then all of a sudden, we went from 10 points to the ball to now all of a sudden they're down.
And it went to the wire.
The 6 went to the wire.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Tanji had a chance.
Yes, they had a chance to tie.
Was it a chance to tie? Tanji, it was all Tanji. Brought the ball up, went to his right. I think he probably wanted to turn a corner. No corner.
Yep, he had to go up with it.
Lost the ball a little bit, I think. And then one of the fouls, there was no foul.
He had 37 points. He was awesome.
Tanji had 37.
He was so good. And Blackwell was great, too, for Wisconsin.
Yeah, the game was a great game to watch.
Boy, I'm going to say BYU is that team. Like, we just didn't know. BYU's good.
Yeah.
Stuhl didn't know it.
Their head coach, first-year head coach in
Kevin
college,
Young.
He came from the NBA. Just an assistant coach for years.
They're called a futuristic team. They're building it like an NBA team. They're saying it's a futuristic.
Well, currently, right now, the number one player in the country is committed to BYU.
Yes.
That's right.
I think the number is $7 million is what he's getting. It's a futuristic model, and Bill, I think you would agree with this. BYU can do it because BYU is moneyed.
Very well moneyed.
Moneyed.
Yes.
I'll look that up during the break. I threw out a number that I'm not positive about. I've read it. I've read a lot. I think it's $7 million what this kid's getting. Hello.
And the crowd, like I said, the BYU travels.
Oh, that's a good
crowd.
Their crowd
is incredible.
And they are good.
Incredible.
I thought they would handle Wisconsin more easily than that.
I didn't know about that so much, but it didn't shock me. They were up 10. No, that doesn't shock me.
Not at all.
I still have a hard
time.
I still have a hard time with that being a flagrant two.
I couldn't believe it.
No.
They had to replay for like 5 minutes to get it right. I'm like, really?
Really?
We're doing this for a flagrant two?
Yeah.
It was obviously inadvertent.
I couldn't tell. I'm not strong either side on that. I couldn't tell.
You think he was trying to go for his groin?
He was trying to split the double team. I couldn't tell.
So that should tell you enough that he didn't then.
If you can't tell, then just go with no.
If you can't tell, it's a no. A flagrant two is a lot.
Yeah. All right. Now, I will say this. I didn't know that BYU was regarded as a dirty football program until BYU was, you know, playing Nebraska. Mm. That was a big thing leading up to that game is all these people say, hey, remember, just watch BYU. They're really – I had no idea. Yeah. I had no idea. And then they were. Yeah. They took out the tight end. Remember, Jake? They took out the tight end on the sideline route.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. They took a bad, dirty hit. Hit him in his knees. Yeah. Dirty. Dirty. It was dirty. And people were like, see?
See?
Then I was thinking, maybe it's carried over to basketball.
I don't know. I've coached against them about 10 times and just thought they were good. Never once did we have a conversation. They're dirty? Never had a conversation. You know, we're up against, you know, they're dirty. I never.
I remember that being the conversation.
Coached against at Utah and Utah State. And then.
Come on.
Yeah, that never
You're
came
just
up.
Being diplomatic.
Coached at him at Wisconsin. We played BYU.
I appreciate your diplomacy. I don't believe you.
It is time.
Before the game, hey, any dirty plays, take them. I have a hard time with that.
It is time to play the game. So give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. It's been a lot of basketball talk today, rightfully so, the tournament. But today, college football head coach is our topic.
Oh, good.
Yeah, can't forget about football.
It's 8 o'clock already.
We're going to talk about it. Is Nebraska playing football?
Yeah, spring football.
It starts like soon, right?
Today.
Nice. There we go.
Today it starts.
All right. Yes.
And today we're doing, if you think you know your college football head coaches, call us right now. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, shut up, Sipple!
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the takedown, Sip and Bill in trivia. Last week, 2-3. So losing week, trying to get
good.
Back on track
not
this
good.
Week. You guys should feel okay about football head coaches,
I don't,
right?
Strangely, Bill doesn't feel confident.
Oh, I don't because they're going to be very obscure. Jake's going to...
Yeah, I don't feel that good.
It won't
either.
Be Texas A&M.
You're not going to get Power 5 today.
Exactly. That's what I mean. So, are you giving us the coach and we name the school?
Yes. That's easier, right?
Yes.
That's a lot easier.
It usually helps a little bit. Yeah.
Okay, Jared, how do you feel about college football head coaches today?
It's a shot in the dark. We'll see.
All right. Here we go.
Jared?
Bill is a Jared, thank you.
Bill, I would think we would be better at this than we're giving ourselves credit for. Let's see.
All right, Jared, first question to you. What school is Thomas Hammack the head coach of?
Oh, I have no clue.
Well, we got this one.
You got it? I got it.
Thomas Hammack?
Thomas Hammack is his name, yes.
Let's go NC State.
NC State.
Good guess.
The old running backs coach.
From Wisconsin.
Yes, from Wisconsin. Now is the head coach of a team that upset Notre Dame this year, Northern Illinois.
Correct.
Brilliant!
All right, Bill is still in play.
I coached with him at Wisconsin.
You know Thomas.
Yes, I do.
All right, 1-0.
What zip? Zip on top. Okay, zip first question. What school is Spencer Danielson the head coach of?
No idea.
Oh. Boise State.
Brilliant! Good job. There we go.
Playoff team, Sip. Playoff team.
Playoff. Now, so Jake rubbing in it a little bit.
Boise State.
Spencer
wears Danielson?
Vest. He wears a vest.
Well, he does.
Quite often wears a vest.
Spencer Danielson is a religious, very religious coach. I know that.
Okay.
Yes.
2-0 lead for Sip. To stay alive, last question for you, Jared. What school is Ken Numatalolo the head coach of?
Hawaii.
No. Where's he at, Bill?
Yeah, San Jose State.
He is at San Jose State, the old
not
Navy head
me.
Coach.
Would have missed it. I would have said Navy.
Nice try, Jared. Call him down the road.
Yep.
Tough
you would have said
today.
Navy.
I would have.
Hey, would he got that wrong?
Right.
San Jose State's correct. And since you've won the game, what school is Sonny Cumbie the head coach of?
Sonny is he's the head coach at Louisiana Tech.
Correct.
Look at that. 4-4 today. On
yes.
Hey, by the way, I was right. AI, according to AI, guys, BYU's... Oh, God, there's Trump.
BYU's dirty?
BYU's...
why are we looking at Trump pictures?
BYU... He just popped on my screen. I don't know why.
At the wrestling match?
No. Here's what I was talking about with BYU. BYU secured the commitment of top-ranked basketball recruit AJ DeMonsanta, we'll call his name, DeBonsa, with a reported $7 million NIL deal. There you go.
Tiebreaker for Bill.
Well, I just wanted to get
you.
That in.
Thank you. Bill, Sonny Cumbie has coached 37 games at Louisiana Tech. How many games has he won of 37?
I'm just going to give you a hint. Not nearly enough.
15.
Bad number.
Kind of want to say 16.
37?
37.
I'm going to say he got 20.
He's got 11. He's 11 and 26.
How's he handling? How's he hanging in there?
11 and 26 for Sonny Cumbie.
And they were the team that who bailed on a bowl game this year? And they got the phone call.
They did.
And he had to call the team back.
Oh, that's right.
So they all came back, and they just got boat raced. They brought them all back, and then they went to the bowl game and just got crushed.
Cumbie's 11 and 26.
Yeah.
Huh. How's that? How does he still have a job?
Who was it? Who bailed? Who was the team that bailed?
I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
I know the story you're talking about, but I can't remember.
And they brought them back.
Yeah, Sonny Cumbie, his records through 3 years at La Tech, 3-9, 3-9, 5-8. And his Bills, they played in the bowl. They were 5-7 going to the bowl. Oh, yeah. They lost, but 5-8. 11-26, 8-16 in conference play, still the head coach at La Tech. So nice.
The Raging Cajuns.
Yes.
No. Came to Lincoln.
Rustin, that's where Coach O just gave me the look like you've never seen before. I thought
they are not the Raging Cajuns.
They're not.
No.
That'd be Lafayette.
Yeah. That'd be
what
Louisiana.
Are they? Man?
They are the Bulldogs.
Bulldogs.
The Bulldog Cajuns.
We went to a. No. We went to a camp there. We worked. I was on. Would have been on. I think it was Mother's Day. I think so. So, me, Dennis Johnson, D line coach. I think. And also the offensive coordinator was with us also on that trip. But anyway, we stopped. We had a little bit of time, so we stopped to get let's get breakfast. So we stopped at the Waffle House, and I ordered pancakes. Ed just looked at me. He goes, we're at a Waffle House.
And you can't do that.
You can't do that.
Do they even have them?
I don't believe they even have them. They looked at me as
does if... Does the Waffle House have pancakes? I don't know. I've only eaten there once.
I don't know. The look from Ed Ogeron, Steve Ensminger thought it was funny. Dennis Johnson thought it was funny. Ed, not so much.
Edward.
Bill, we're at a Waffle House. That's all he said.
When we come back, some breaking news in college basketball. A hire has been made across the border in Iowa. That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.